Passage 3. Telephone books in the United States have white, blue, and yellow pages. The white pages list people with phones by last name. The blue pages contain numbers of city services, government agencies, and public schools. Businesses and professional services are listed in a special section, the yellow pages. To make a long-distance call, you need an area code. Each area in the U.S. has an area code. The area covered by one area code may be small or large. For example, New York City has one area code, but so does the whole state of Oregon. If you want to know the area code of a place, you can look it up in the area map which is printed in the front of the white pages. There are a lot of public telephones in the U.S. They have their own numbers. If you are making a long-distance call on a public phone and run out of money, give the number on your phone to the person you're talking to. Then hang up the receiver and he can call you back. If you make a long-distance call and get a wrong number, call the operator and explain what happened. This means that you can make the call again to the right number without having to pay more money.
Question 32. In a telephone book, where can you find the number of a city council? Question 33. What should you check in a telephone book for a long-distance call? Question 34. How can you avoid losing contact when making calls on public phones without much money left? Question 35. What should you do if you get a wrong number in making a long-distance call?